The Gemara says in Pesachim, and Tav Zayin, HaBodek Sarech Sheyivarech. Rabbi Yehuda says, the one who searches for the Chametz must make a bracha, which is the silent Rishonim, like, wow. Rabbi Yehuda discovered America, like, well, of course you make a bracha, like, you make a bracha before you do, why would I think, what's the chiddush here? That Bedikas Chametz, I can make a bracha on. So we'll see the different mefarshim, as we spoke about in the past, how perhaps the whole mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz is just to prevent an isser of eating chametz. So we don't make a bracha when we do something to avoid an avera, like we don't make a bracha when we separate between meat and fish. There's no, we don't make any bracha because it's just to avoid sakana. So to avoid the Yisr. So, however, others, the Ran explains as well that even though, of course, you always make a bracha for it, what's the Kiddush? Rabbi Huda is telling me that even though maybe you would think we should delay the bracha until we actually do the burning of the chametz, nevertheless, we make the bracha al biar chametz right before when we begin. We make it on the Tchilat Mitzvah, not on the Gemara HaMitzvah. The Gemara concludes that what is the text we make? Al Bior Chametz. And therefore, on destroying the Chametz. So the Ran asks, if that's the case, if we're making the Bracha before the Bedika, why not say Al Bedika's Chametz? Why are we making Al Bior Chametz? So you're right, since the purpose of the Bedika is to make sure the chametz is destroyed, so therefore we make al biar chametz. And the Rambam writes that once a person begins the biar, the bito, so he has intent obviously of destroying the chametz. And therefore, at that point, the chametz is worthless. He's basically being mavat to it. So he says, when we make a bracha al biar chametz, it's not just on the maisa mitzvah of bedikah, of the searching, but it's on the bittul that takes place when you prepare the chametz, you mevatel the chametz. Therefore, al biar chametz makes sense because the bracha refers to the bittul that you are thinking at the time of the bracha. So obviously the kasha, the Beis Yosef, yes, then why don't we make the bracha al, according to the Rambam, it's the bito that's happening at the beginning of the bedikah. So why not make the bracha al bito, which is a mitzvah in our Torah? The bedikah is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So it's a famous Beis Yosef that we only make a bracha on a maisa mitzvah. Chazal didn't want to institute a bracha on hirhurim, on makshava, because anyone could be thinking anything, and you could just say, well, I had in mind, you know, the person could have a nice pastrami sandwich or nice babka, and then they don't really mean it when they do the bedika, because they really want it. So therefore, anyway, we don't like relying on mere thoughts for our mitzvah. We prefer relying on the maisa mitzvah, and therefore, in general, that's why we don't make a bracha on tshuva, because tshuva is to be so believe, and hence that's why there's no bracha. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush is HaBodek Sarach Yevarech, that even though you don't wait to the Iker Mitzvah, you make it at the beginning of the process. And the reason why we make it out be are to show that destroying the Chametz is the purpose for it. And according to the Rambam, that the reason why we make out be are, because why do we make it in the beginning when we make the Bracha? Is because that's when a person has in mind to nullify it. And according to some Rishonim, Bito, you fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbishu. And therefore, Al Biar makes sense because that's at the moment now, you already had in mind like to get rid of the Chametz. So why don't we make the Bracha Al Bito Chametz? So that's a general klal. That's why some point out we don't make a Bracha on Tzedakah because you can commit by heart. That's the famous Beis Yosef. We don't make a Bracha on Makshava. We make a bracha on a maisa mitzvah, even if the makshav is a din d'oraisa, and the maisa is a din d'rabbanan, and a maisa d'rabbanan, we still make the bracha on the maisa mitzvah, and not the Makshaba.